I gotta say, of all the tributes and stuff that other podcasts did, of the podcasts that I listened to, all of which just a horrible job of commemorating this guy, who was an icon to a lot of people. You saw yourself, it was a news story, the thing was trending all over Twitter, but everyone was just making stupid jokes. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks did one, and it wasn't, it wasn't poor or anything, but it was just all, filled with inaccuracies.
The jokes?
Nah, not really. When I said that guy's costume probably stunk, which, not saying it wouldn't, but it's not a poor taste remark to make in someone's passing. People forget these are human beings that meant something to other people.
Dan Fernicase talking anymore. I guess it's time to shut things off.
Obviously, the show pony's checked out.
God damn. Let's all go to bed. The dicks are on.
Yep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Oh, hello there.
Penises.
How's everybody?
Superb.
This is Napier. How's everybody? I mean, that's like a perfect cue for you to say something.
I'm
other than
sad
just stare at me like a goddamn deer in headlights.
I'm sad and
you're
depressed
sad?
And disappointed.
It's a bad day.
I know what my father feels like now.
Well, the goddamn the show opened with Benny from Podcheese. He was underwhelmed with our loving tribute to the singer from the band Gwar, who passed away. He didn't think we did a very good job.
What was the guy? Is that Odious Maximus or something?
Odorous Among Us.
Among Us, yeah. Among Us.
And, okay. Apparently that's one of his favorite bands. I mean, who knew?
No, it's not.
That's what he said. He said that Gwar is one of his favorite bands, and
Gwar
it meant a lot to him growing up.
Anybody's favorite band.
And I mean, personally, I was really bummed out when the singer of my favorite metal band died in 2012.
Dimebag?
No, it wasn't Dimebag. Dimebag wasn't a singer, was he?
Oh, sorry.
No, he
you
wasn't.
You fucked that up.
Yeah, big time.
My favorite singer from a metal band was the singer from the band Caninus. And there was absolutely no fanfare, no spectacle when he or she died.
Does anybody know who that band is?
Caninus?
Yeah.
Napier, you're familiar with the band Caninus, right? You're a bit of a metal head, aren't you?
No.
Well, I have some Caninus on my iPad. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
This is my favorite song by Caninus.
Ha ha ha!
Caninus is a metal band fronted by a pit bull. And so I think that what happened was when the pit bull died, they just went and bought a new pit bull.
That's what most people do when their pets die.
And, but Caninus hasn't made any new music since their vocalist died. And I think that's a shame. Maybe the new pit bull like, just didn't have the pipes.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So why don't you keep getting pit bulls until one can sing?
That's a good point, Travis. That's what they should have done. However, they didn't. They just packed it in. I guess you find something special and you stick with it. And I mean this. That's special.
You know, it's really nice to hear a band not use auto-tuner. You know, sticking to what's true. That's good to hear.
Last week, we had the guy from a band called The Record Company. It's like an indie band. And the main thing that I wanted to get to, that I really was going to try to get to before he called in so that I could kind of talk to him about it, but I didn't just... the question that I wanted to ask him was, like, you know, have you noticed this trend of, like, bands that just kind of keep going now? I mean, it used to be when a band was, you know, four or five guys, if some of those guys died or quit the band, then the band just broke up. But, like, bands keep going now.
Well, that's because some people need money.
I mean, Lynyrd Skynyrd has had 31 members. Like, the only guy left that was actually in the original band. They have one guitarist left.
How long did it take him after all of those people died in the plane crash before he started recruiting other members to, like, continue on the Lynyrd Skynyrd name?
Well, they took a break in the middle there, but it wasn't too long. And I mean, since then... But when he goes away... Are any of the other 31 members just going to keep the band going? Could the band just go forever, is what I'm wondering. And, I mean, has that ever really happened? More like a fucking Broadway musical that goes on tour and, you know, alternates cast more than an actual band now.
Or it's like when Batman had his back broken and then Jean-Paul Valley took over for him, so Batman still existed. No?
Look at it from their perspective. Let's say that you're a machinist, and you work in a giant factory making, you know, parts.
Right.
Well, one day you hear, you know, some guy that you work with every day, you knew him, you were friends with him, he died in an auto accident.
Right.
And you're sad. They don't close the fucking plant.
They get a new guy.
Yeah.
And it's sad. You look over and you see somebody different. But you got to keep going, right?
Yeah. Why do you have to find a new job just because a guy that you liked is no longer showing up to work?
But don't you just start a new band? I mean, Foreigner is on their fourth singer.
Yeah.
They're on their 10th drummer. They've had 10 drummers. Napier.
Yeah, and at Pizza Hut, we had 40 fucking shift managers. We didn't close the fucking Pizza Hut.
And you didn't change the Pizza Hut's name to Pizza Shack.
Foreigner just has one guitarist left from the original band. Journey is on their fourth singer. I mean, they're probably...
This new guy's good, though.
They have a 46-year-old Filipino kid in drummer now. Or in Journey now. I mean, like...
Yep.
I'm sure you could name every shift manager, not let alone cooks, people who nobody even saw, like drummers or bassist, you know, people who nobody would give a shit if they didn't show up or replaced.
When those last two remaining members of Journey retire or die, can he just get new people and continue on being Journey?
Of course, yes.
He could just say, I was in Journey for a while, I'm Journey now.
Yes.
I mean, I can foresee Gene Simmons just hiring new people to be Kiss as long as he's getting a check. I mean, like, so what I was going to ask this guy was, I mean, let's say you're a musician,
You're not signed to a label. You're an independent artist. And, like, you're this guy. You're the guy from the record company. What was that guy's name, Travis? Do you remember?
Chris Voss.
Chris Voss. You're Chris Voss from the record company. You have two EPs out, and the singer from the Black Crowes dies.
Chris Robinson.
Chris Robinson fucking dies. And a little time goes by, and the remaining members of the Black Crowes, his brother is in that band too, isn't
yes.
he? Yeah, so his brother, he'll probably be really bummed out. But, you know, we got to keep going out on tour. We got to keep making money. So, I mean, like, you're going to keep making albums. You're going to expose your art and show your stuff, like, to a much broader audience because, I mean, the Black Crowes obviously have a bigger audience than whatever band you're in. But every night you have to go out and sing Hard to Handle. Hey, little thing, let me lie to Kendall calls the mama. I mean, do you take that gig?
Yes. Of course. I think if, you know, if you want to run around with your, like, hit songs, I think there are plenty of fans out there that probably emulate you for 10, 15 years that are going to absolutely be able to sing those songs just as well, if not better.
The new songs?
No, the old songs. I mean, the new songs aren't going to matter because people are going to, you know, boycott those anyway. They want the hits. You know, when you want
to show what you have.
So like Rockstar with Marky Mark.
Right.
Right.
I mean, sure, you have to go out there and sing some Black Crowes songs, but ultimately what you want is to expose your art to a larger audience, right?
And it would all depend on what the band is, because like Alice in Chains, you know, it could be debated who the driving force was behind that band.
Right.
But I think they sound just the same, if not better, as they did when, you know, Lane was around.
You know, their first album with the new singer I really liked, but the last one was pretty boring.
I agree. What was the first one that they did?
Black Gives Way to Blue.
Yeah, Black and Blue.
I loved that album. Good. And that Me guy too. Sounds great. That guy sounds like Lane. I saw him live twice, and I was like,
yep.
this half-black guy is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But is that Alice in Chains, I guess, is the question. And I mean, I guess you could debate maybe, sort of.
Well, I would think it depends on where the generational shift was, too, because if you didn't grow up with Alice in Chains, but you discovered them, you know, 15 years later, you know, and you're in high school and you're like, oh, this is really good. And then they put out a new album and you don't realize it's a different singer. Is that really going to matter to you?
I don't know.
I don't think it would.
But it's he said, odd that Mike chooses the Black Crowes. Anchor said that in the chat. I was trying to think of somebody who that guy specifically could. I mean, like, you know, it could be anybody, though.
The band, yes.
I mean, like, you know, like White Guy Blues. Black Crowes is kind of White Guy Blues, right?
Yes, Southern White Guy Blues.
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's a rock band, but it's kind of a bluesy rock band.
Hey,
I think that guy would rock the fuck out of some Black Crowes songs.
Probably.
Once that guy dies, and they hire him, and my awesome scenario comes true.
Mike, I got a question for you.
What's that?
We worked for Pizza over 5 years, right? Worked there over 5 years.
Right.
Let's say we went through.
Are you
through...
feeling nostalgic? Because you just keep bringing up Pizza Hut tonight.
No, I want to put this in perspective.
Okay. All right.
In perspective. Let's say we went through 10 drivers a year. We went through way fucking more than that in the 5+ years that we were there. Let's just say we went through 50 drivers in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them from the first 5 years stayed on. Are we still Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Why aren't they still the Black Crowes? They're still doing their music. They put their spin on it.
But you're seeing it as like a business, though.
It is a business.
Is it still a rock band? Yes. But is it that band?
Well, okay.
I mean, I could go so far as to say, like, you know, one restaurant. You know, there are Taco Bells that I actively avoid. And there's Taco Bells that I think do a much better job than others. And so I go to them. They're both Taco Bell, but, like, one is a Taco Bell that I prefer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You're talking about a group of people doing something that you like.
Right.
Now, obviously, nobody's going to take over Katy Perry's spot and be Katy Perry, because that's a person. But you're talking about a band. It's a group of people. It's a business. It's, You know, that's it's a signature.
That's not necessarily true. I think if you found a brunette with big boobs that kind of looked like Katy Perry and threw her in a music video, I would not know the difference.
I would probably still watch the other brunette with the big boobs, as long as the big boobs were present.
Yeah, but you would say, well, that's not Katy Perry. But I mean, but they're all the same songs.
I can go see 20 Sublime tribute bands. You see Sublime tribute bands coming through town all the time, and Journey tribute bands, and the Led Zeppelin tribute band, or fucking House of the Holy, a tribute to Led Zeppelin. I mean, you see that all the time. You're paying $8 to see people sing Led Zeppelin songs, but how much would you pay to see Led Zeppelin?
Significantly more than $8.
And so, like, if a whole bunch of people come through town and say, hey, we're the actual Lynyrd Skynyrd, but none of them are actually from the band that wrote the songs, why are we not paying $8 to see a tribute band? Because that's not Lynyrd Skynyrd.
If that's your definition, one person dying in a band makes that a new band. Like, you know, they write some software and they're like, oh, we needed to add an email button to this software. Now it's this software plus email 1.9. I mean, bands don't operate like that.
Can't so just... like Guns N' Roses, like Axl takes it and adds Buckethead, and now it's still Guns N' Roses.
Travis, I'll tell you what. I went and saw Buckethead live once.
He's good. I like Buckethead.
He's fucking crazy.
Not
he
Guns
opened
Roses,
for Incubus and Primus. And man, that guy just went out there. That guy's fucking weird. I mean, like he was playing the guitar with one hand and like doing like nunchucks with the other hand, and he got out a hand puppet at some point. I don't know what the fuck that guy was doing.
Putting on a show, that's what he was doing.
I read an article a while back about Buckethead invited some, I think it was on Vice, Buckethead invited some journalist to his house for lunch, and the guy showed up at Buckethead's house for lunch, and there was one other guy there, and they sat next to each other, like Buckethead sat in the middle, and then one of them sat on either side of him, and they faced out and watched out a window and ate in complete silence. And he was wearing the mask the whole time. And then when it was over, he got up and left, and then they left. It was fucking scary.
That's creepy. I don't
it
think
sounded
have
scary, and I wasn't even
head.
There. So what I'm saying is, Napier, Buckethead invites you to lunch. You better fucking go, because that'd be a great story.
I guarantee you that will be, out of any lunch that dude has ever had with anybody, I don't care if it's a president, senator, you know, global international figure, the time that he was scared out of his fucking mind eating a sandwich with Buckethead will be the last thing he sees when he dies. You will never outdo that. Buckethead is a fucking genius.
Do you want to blast through our Ask Dr. Napier questions real quick?
Would that be appropriate without Drunk here?
How's Drunk doing on his I'll be on time thing?
Not too fucking well.
It's time, everyone, once again, for Ask Dr. Napier. Are you excited, Napier?
My tits are pointy in rock hard excitement.
Question from Shannon Lake. How much money would it take for you to suck a guy's dick for 20 minutes?
Well, I'd have to look at it first.
You'd have to look at the specific dick?
Yeah, I mean...
20 minutes?
If it's a scabies colored, like, nasty...
Regular standard old dick, let's say.
Clean or dirty?
Clean dick.
Okay, no sweat smell?
No, right out of the shower.
Can it be like one of those glory hole kind of things where I never actually see the guy?
No, you don't even see the guy. You're just sucking on a dick.
For
$20? $20?
$20 ain't going to get you too much from this mouth. I'll make it worth this $20, but I'd give about 30 seconds. Enough so that...
No, 20 remembers. Minutes.
20 minutes?
Got to suck a dick for 20 minutes.
Fuck. That's at least worth a shift at Pizza Hut. So I'll go $75.
$75.
Huh. Is that a shift as a pizza maker or a driver or...
That would be a very well-paid cook.
Ooh.
Question from Anchor Babcock. Media keeps saying that no one can defend Donald Sterling. Can you defend him?
In his defense, it's his fucking house. I mean, who the fuck are you to tell this man who he can and cannot invite to the stadium that he owns?
My whole thing is it's completely private. It was a private conversation. Who's this nasty bitch recording fucking private conversations and sending them to TMZ? That's just Bush League shit. Second of all, I mean, it's kind of shitty stuff he said.
It was. I'm not saying it wasn't shitty. I'm saying it's the dude's house, and I guarantee you the people she was inviting wasn't forking over a nickel. And that's his business, I mean.
Right. Well, the thing, and I mean, like, I was trying really hard to come up with, like, a spin to put on this. And, yeah. And, I mean, what I was thinking was, I mean, like, he's an elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
With, like, a young, attractive wife.
Good for him.
That I'm assuming, like, he just has because he's a rich fella.
Yeah.
I mean, like, one could assume that. So, I mean, like, if you put yourself in that situation, you're an elderly gentleman with a young trophy wife, you're probably super insecure about it. I mean, like, sure, you got her, good for you, but, like, everyone knows that, you know, you're just a dirty old fuck with a, you know, young whore wife that is only with you for your money. Everybody that you come in contact in a day knows that's what's going on.
I guarantee you it's the exact same feeling a guy gets when, you know, they turn fucking 45, 50 years old and they go out and buy a sports car.
Right.
I mean, at that point, she's just a sports car, you know, something that looks nice, costs him money, and he gets to tool around in whenever he feels like it. And now he's got his fucking sport car, you know, downloading all of his conversations and
right.
uploading them to the media.
But what I was thinking was, I mean, like, you go on the Instagram and you see your young trophy wife hanging out with, you know, dudes from the Dodgers and Magic Johnson and stuff. I mean, like, you gotta be saying, oh God, everyone's just gonna think that she's out whoring all over the place and banging all these black guys. And I just look like an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's his sports car. I mean, unfortunately, you can lock up a sports car. You can't lock up a broad, which is why I'm telling all of you dudes out there with a shit ton of money and you're already married.
Anchor says she wasn't his wife. She was his girlfriend. He has a wife who is another old broad. Well, then we just fucked up everything.
Yeah, that is his sports car. That's his thing that he has around because it's nice and he has money and he can pay for it.
Hmm. Well, then never mind. Did you see there... doing protests before the game and, like, taking off their jerseys and putting them in the center of the...
If I was this dude, I wouldn't give a shit. I mean, here's how you protest. Don't take the fucking checks.
Right.
They're cashing them.
Right.
You know what? They don't really care. You know what they would do if they really cared? They'd stop showing up to the fucking games. Yeah. You don't really care. You're putting on a show. It's entertainment. More people are going to go to the games. They're going to pay him money, and you're going to make him money.
And
you're still wearing the jersey. You just turned it inside out.
Right.
During a practice.
Well, and the best part about all this is, let's be honest, we're giving Al Sharpton work, and that's important.
Oh, he would have found something.
He needed something to do.
He would have found something to bitch
about. From Indio Techno, and this is the one I'm excited about. Dr. Napier, how pissed are you at the Blues?
I I have a feeling that I know how my dad feels. With all the disappointment and, you know, him throwing money my way for hockey. And then, except for with me, my dad knew I wasn't ever going to get to the pro level. I was just playing, you know, little kid hockey. Except for I won my championships because I came to fucking play hockey. And I did it and I paid them money. Why the fuck are these dudes getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and they don't show up to do fucking shit?
Will you tell them about the spoon thing?
Oh, I forgot. I wrote that in an angry tirade and I forgot.
There was something about putting spoons in your ass. And then you had to cut off your legs so that you could fit more spoons into your ass.
Yeah.
I don't know what that had to do with the blues, but it made me laugh when I read it.
I'm not
sure. Napier went on a big, long tirade, and somehow it turned into that the blues were putting spoons in their ass. And then they had to cut off their legs so that they could fit more spoons into their ass.
That's hilarious.
You probably should have had that written down, that I would get the context.
I don't remember what you were talking about, but it was fun. Anyway, on the show this evening, actually right after the break, we are going to do the Hollywood Fantasy League, which is a old bit of ours that we're bringing back for the summer movie season.
For the blockbusters.
Right. Oh, Drunk.
Yes, sir.
That was the last question.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
So the Hollywood Fantasy League, basically we have a draft similar to if you play any fantasy sports. And you draft three films that will be graded during their first 2 weekends of release. The score is determined by box office multiplied by their Metacritic score. So a film that makes $100 million and has a 50% Metacritic will score you 50 points. For each $1 million, you get a point, but it is also multiplied by the Metacritic score. So just the movie that makes the most money isn't necessarily the winner,
but
based
helps
on whether or not it sucks balls or not.
But it does help.
But it does help. And so we are going to be... I won the competition the first two times we played it, and the last time we played it, I was upset, and I was denied my chance to three-peat by Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
He worked hard for that.
He did. So this time around, we are actually going to have six competitors. We will have the three of us, Travis, and Jay, who is the producer of the Furnacast, and Dan will be drafting for him and Mandy. Team Furnacast.
Mandy didn't want to do her own?
No. Mandy is actually doing book club tonight with the other hens.
Ooh.
They all get together and they talk about a book. Doesn't that sound like fun?
He called them hens.
Yeah, they get together and cackle at each other. Hey, we read this book and it was a lot of fun! That sounds like a fucking blast, doesn't it?
Well, let me stop you at read. Because I don't do that.
Not a reader, Drunk?
No.
There's a goddamn shock.
Really?
So, I guess before we get crazy into it, we will take the break. We will get the other fellas on the line. But we should get the draft order together, don't you think?
Penis.
I say we have the third party draw the names.
Okay. Lady friend, would you like to draw the names?
I can draw the names.
Okay. So, the first overall pick in the 2014 summer season Hollywood.
Travis
gets the first overall pick.
Boomski.
Congratulations, Travis. Yes.
You want me to write this down?
We should write it down.
Here. I got a pen in my pocket.
Okay, the second pick in the Hollywood fantasy draft.
I lied. I don't have a pen in my pocket.
Napier.
Tits.
Receives the second pick.
Oh, I'm so going to fuck this up.
That's about to say. It's all right. He'll piss that away.
Yeah.
The third selection in the Hollywood fantasy draft.
Drunk.
Is drunk.
Hey.
Help me out here. We're getting kind of low in the order here. Next picking is...
Jason.
Man.
Jay.
You're going to go last.
Dan and Mandy.
And the last pick goes to me.
Mike, you're stuck on the side.
Great.
Sorry.
So you got that order drunk? Read it back to us.
Travis, Napes, Drunk, Jay, Dan, Mandy, and Mike.
All right. So when we come back, the Hollywood fantasy draft. Are you excited, Napier? You have the second pick. Have you even looked at the list yet?
I browsed it.
All right. Back in 4 minutes. Seriously, what are you guys wearing right now? Wearing... some nice stuff.
I got my Ray-Ban sunglasses on.
Can I ask you a question?
I got my tootie boots on.
Did you stuff the chat room? What's up with this?
Yeah, it's a bunch of bots.
Boners.
A romantic tale as old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie. Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just stop it. These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay! Want my badge to smell like gun barrel?
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Listen live every Monday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. To Beardy and the Beast.
You know who likes special entertainment like that? My mom!
Hey you, if you're looking for a political and current events podcast that takes a pox upon both their houses approach with a humorous side, join Jimmy G and Lucky Z for the Side Project Live. We'll bring you whatever the hell we want with a liberty twist every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on RadioVooBar.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Don't call.
We are joined on the line by Mr. Dan Fernicase and Jay from the Fernicast.
Hello.
And if you were listening, you caught the draft order. If you weren't listening, you'll just be fucking surprised, I guess.
Travis is first.
So, the awarded the first overall pick. Travis, are you excited?
I'm excited.
Run us through your thought process here.
This franchise has spawned, a lot of box office success. It's number four. They're switching it up a little bit, but there's still giant robots in it. I think people that were upset about another sequel were excited when they saw Dinobots. So my pick is Transformers 4.
Transformers 4.
Not really too much competition.
Is the fourth in the Transformers series. Off the board, the first overall selection in the Hollywood fantasy draft. Who goes next, drunk?
Napier.
Napier takes the second pick. Napier.
Oh.
Run us through your thought process.
Well, unfortunately, that was a really good one because there's nothing to compete with it. Absolutely nothing. July has nothing. August has way too many good things going for it. And in May, there's a shit ton of really good stuff. I guess I'm going to go the X-Men Days of Future Past.
Napier takes X-Men Days of Future Past, which is the fifth X-Men movie, isn't it?
Actually, it's the fifth Wolverine movie.
They actually changed the storyline to put more Wolverine in it, because who was it that went back?
Kitty Pryde.
It was Kitty Pryde. Yeah. I was going to say Jubilee, but I would have been wrong.
Nobody gives a fuck about Kitty Pryde.
Right. Ooh, I could go through walls. That's
it's
about it,
phasing,
right?
Phasing, guys.
It's pretty lame.
I would love to be able to go through walls and people and floors and shit. That'd be great.
Juggernaut can go through walls, too.
He breaks all that stuff. He'd probably have to pay for cleanup.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Wolverine goes through uteruses.
Drunk, who selects third?
Drunk selects third.
Drunk selects third.
And I think that I will go with... I guess I'm going to go with Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. Off the board. So the first three films, all kind of like superhero movies, sort of.
Indeed, and none of them are the original movies.
Right. All sequels so far.
All sequels.
So
next is Jay.
Jay.
All right, I said I was going to take it a while back. So I just have to take it. It's probably a really stupid choice, but I'm going to take Godzilla. I'm going to put my money on the Bryan Cranston.
That one might be a sleeper.
All right.
And the Aaron Taylor Johnson, too.
It might be. I don't know. I wrote out a list of like the order that I would do them in.
Oh, and did you guys also know there's a fucking 400-foot-tall dragon creature in it?
And I did not print out the list. So
is it
I'm
a Dinobot, Dan?
No, it's not a robot. It would fucking kill a Dinobot. Okay. Godzilla is tougher than a Dinobot.
Fuck no! The Dinobots would fuck Godzilla
up! Did you see Pacific Rim? The robots won.
That's right, the robots fucking won.
Ah, there was nothing like tough as Godzilla in Pacific Rim.
All right, next up is Dan and Mandy.
Dan is drafting for him and his sister.
You didn't like the idea of just letting Mandy have all the leftover movie?
Give Mandy God's pocket?
Yes. I was going to give Mandy Chef.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Whatever's left, we'll pick what we think are the best three, and that will be Mandy. And she will, when people see how bad she did, we can then make fun of her.
Ridicule.
Okay, I like that idea better. Add Mandy to the bottom.
But she's choosing, like, after everybody.
After everybody, yeah. So
until, that movie Tammy, makes a kajillion dollars and she wins.
That's the sleeper hit of the summer.
Dan, are you looking at the... some of the big names are gone.
Not all of them.
Most of them are gone. I'm going to choose a sleeper here, but I think it's going to do really well. I'm going to choose Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good choice.
I was going to pick that one because it's got a raccoon.
Son of a bitch.
Am I last?
Yes.
Yep.
Has everybody else gone?
Yes.
So I go the next two, right?
Yes.
What?
It goes snakes back up. Yeah.
It's a snake draft.
Yeah. The fuck?
This isn't the NFL, brother. This is fantasy.
You cocksuckers all got to take all the good ones. I got to get something out of it.
I got four more on my list, Mike.
Well, I am going to take Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ah, shit.
And let's see. The Seth MacFarlane movie, The Million Days to Die in the West, that's still on there. The movie that Tom Cruise dies a lot. The end of that Tom Cruise dies a lot movie, $10 say the end of that movie is he's a video game.
Okay, I'm putting Mike down for $10.
Or he's Bill Murray.
No, somebody's going to say, oh, you've been in a video game this whole time. Don't you think that's going to happen? You don't think that's going to happen, do you?
Well, I'm giving it a plausible.
What if he's Bill Murray? He just wakes up and he's Bill Murray.
The other film that I am going to take will be... Oh, God.
Don't do it.
I'm telling you what, I'm going to go off out on a limb here. There's probably going to be... Oh, shit. Do I want the kids' movie?
You're causing me a lot of stress, Mike.
Fuck. I am going to go... Just because I think that there's a chance you dumbasses aren't going to take it, I'm gonna keep one in my back pocket. I am going to go with 22 Jump Street.
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That grabbed a pretty huge following after it hit, like, video and movie channels, so yeah. I think you're right.
I don't know if that's a bad pick or not, but I'm looking at the surefire picks, and that might be... That, okay. God, the How to Train Your Dragon, though, that's...
Oh, you dick! Shush!
I guess I should just shut the fuck up, huh?
Next up is Dan.
Hey, thanks for... That was my choice, actually, How to Train Your Dragon.
God too. Damn it.
I hope that wasn't, like, a reverse psychology, because I was actually really gonna... I really did take it.
Okay, so Dan is going to take How to Train Your Dragon 2. Who is Indeed. Next? Jay?
Yes.
I'm gonna go... This is probably really stupid, but... The first probably. One was... Well, most likely. It is me. The first one was critically well received, so I'm going to go with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, fucking list. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a solid choice.
That did get good critic scores.
It made it made a shitload of money, too, the first one.
Yeah. Who's in that? That isn't. What's his name? Isn't coming back.
I bet Franco makes a cameo.
Yeah, is it? Franco's in it for like a flashback scene. Jason Clark and. I can't remember the other guy. Fucking bet Commissioner Gordon. I'm spacing his name.
Oh, the guy in the Samsung commercials.
Gary Oldman, yeah. Gary Oldman.
Yeah, that guy in the Samsung commercials.
The guy from the Samsung commercials. That's where we all know him from.
Who's next?
I am next.
Drunk is next.
And I believe that I will take Planes 2.
Shit.
Planes 2. Planes 1 was kind of a bomb.
And yeah, it got not only like did it not make much money, it got a really shitty like Metacritic score too.
But maybe they'll.
But this one will be
time.
So much better.
Yeah, I bet they really regrouped on a film that came out last year. That means they were like 80% done making this one before the first one came out.
So it's Napier's turn.
It is Napier's
Napier. Turn. You are up.
Expendables 3.
Expendables 3.
Mm. Mm.
There's one in particular that I'm looking at that I'm really surprised is still on the list. Actually, there's two that I'm really surprised are still on the list.
Okay. Next up is Travis.
Travis, you get the next two, actually.
Shit. All my list has been wiped out. I'll take the Angelina Jolie vehicle Maleficent.
Which is a Disney movie. Disney's got a lot of shit coming out this summer.
It's pretty dark, though. Like, I don't think people are going to be taking their kids to that. Shit.
She looks kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. What's left in June?
I used to, like, when I was a little kid, Maleficent from Snow White was, like, the hottest chick in the world to me.
Yeah.
With her black, like, burka style outfit.
It was Sleeping Beauty, or was it Snow White? It was Snow White.
Yeah, Snow White, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would have fucked her so hard.
It was Sleeping Beauty.
Whatever, I don't care. Whatever she was in, she was so hot.
Oh, shit.
Travis, it's you again, buddy.
I know I'm staring at this list that's now empty. Because I know, like, the 300 sequel did fucking awful. And I don't think the Sin City sequel is going to do much better than that. Even though I'm kind of excited to see it.
I kind of want to see it, too.
Yeah.
And Sin City 1 was great. So why would Sin City 2 not be great, right?
But are people going to go? Like, 300 was great, too. And it made a shit ton of money. And 302 came out and it fucking bombed.
Yeah, but I mean, that didn't have anybody, and it was obviously gay.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it was like, what does this have to do with the first 300? Didn't everybody die in the first 300?
Yeah.
That 302 seemed like a big money grab. There were actually, you know, there's a lot more Sin City to get to from just the source material.
Right.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, mostly.
They should have called 300 301.
Like the Dalmatians.
I'm going to really bomb with this last pick. I'm going to take that Neighbors movie.
Neighbors.
Yep.
Hmm, interesting
early
choice.
Early May, I'm not sure. People love Zac Efron. It's going to get some teenage girls. Yeah, just give me that.
Neighbors.
Ugh. It looks funny.
I don't know about that choice, Travis.
Okay.
I like that Rose Byrne.
Napier, this is your last pick.
Everything I have is in fucking August. Well,
there's only one movie left in August. Okay, so yeah, you're just
Sin City 2.
You're just going to take all the August movies. You're going to be like the guy that comes at the end and just cleans up.
No, X-Men was July.
Yeah, X-Men's this month. Or is it next month?
No, that was May, wasn't it?
May.
So who's up? Drunk?
Yep.
Drunk, your last pick.
I don't even know.
I haven't even seen previews for that Rock movie.
The last time I depended on the dark crowd, it bit me in the butt.
The what crowd?
The darker crowd.
Oh, you the...
Yeah, I went to the Tyler Perry movie two times ago. That didn't work out for me.
Does that have Kevin Hart in it? Because he's hot right now.
I know he is. That's
Think Like a Man 2 has Kevin Hart in it, drunk.
Yes. Not Tyler Perry.
And I mean, I don't see any of them going to see Tom Cruise die a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they don't seem like they probably go to a lot of Tom Cruise movies.
Do you think that because people kind of hate Tom Cruise right now, that actually might be a really popular film?
Because he dies a lot?
Yeah, because they just get to watch him die repeatedly.
I don't know. It kind of just seems like it has the same kind of vibe as that last goofy one he was in.
The Oblivion. Oh,
which I don't think anybody went and saw that.
I did.
Did you like it?
I was the only one, I think.
So what is this Jupiter Ascending about?
I have no idea, drunk.
You should have done some fucking research, drunk.
He told me about it like yesterday.
Jupiter Ascending looks like it's got a whole lot of shit going on, and it has Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis.
All right, I'll just go with the dark crowd. I'm taking Think Like a Man, too.
Okay.
Nice, that's ballsy.
I know.
That's a ballsy choice. Who's left?
Jay's last pick.
Jay is next.
Jay.
Fuck.
Hercules.
Shit left.
Take it.
No, I'm not taking
Jay, it. Jay, the Rock. Third round is where championships are won.
You don't want The Rock? Dwayne Johnson?
No.
He's tore the fuck up in that movie, too. He's been working out like a bastard.
Sex Tape with Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz. That looks like a winner, right?
You can take the movie where John Hamm tries to make the Indians into pitchers.
I will pray every night until that movie is out of theaters that it does not make a dime.
Yeah.
That looks like John Hamm. Fucking stupid.
That thing is supposed to be based on a true story, according to the trailers. But I don't remember there being Indian pitchers
Me
in the
neither.
League.
So yeah, you so know,
obviously
the
they didn't
movie.
Make.
Not
it.
Sure how that worked out.
They died in a plane wreck in the Alps and resorted to camp.
Oh, out
and then they replaced them, and they still called it the same team.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore have a new one coming out. Those guys are box office gold together, right?
No, it's going to be shit.
Are they?
Remember my strategy last time, Mike, was that I would pick the Adam Sandler movie because they make so much money, but Grown Ups 2 didn't do shit, and it got like a 2% Metacritic rating.
God's Pocket, one of the last performances of Philip Seymour Hoffman. That could be a big deal, right?
I can't see
Only God Forgives.
Oh,
I'm going to take
God.
Jupiter Ascending. It's got Channing Tatum. Maybe
Channing Tatum. He's so hot right now.
I'm betting on Tatum.
He's a regular Hansel.
And then Dan, and then me, right? And then we're done.
And then we'll have to choose three for Mandy.
And then we got to choose three for Mandy.
Ooh, I want to choose the first one for Mandy.
Dan.
Okay, I am going to take... Fuck, there's not a lot here left. The guy's last movie... Well, first movie actually made a shitload of money, and it didn't get a horrible Metacritic review score. So I'm going to say Million Ways to Die in the West.
Ooh.
It's got Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's.
It's got a loaded cast. It actually, the previews all look really funny, too. I'm not even ashamed to be taking that. I think it's going to do it.
Are you happy that was your pick still there?
The pick that I wanted to take in the second round is still there, yeah. So I'm glad I did not take it. I will take The Fault in Our Stars with the last pick.
The fuck is that?
Is based on a book that broads like.
50 Shades of Grey?
Laura's really into it. And so I know I'm going to have to go see it.
Yeah.
And books that broads like do pretty good. If you look,
is that a Nicholas Sparks book?
No, it's some fucking guy.
It's the one with the girl from The Descendants, and she's like on oxygen or something.
Shailene. Oh, fuck, you're right. That's going to make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I don't think it will. I'm saying it's not going to.
No, you're wrong.
It'll get a great Metacritic.
We're leaving the Tom Cruise movie on the table. I guess from what's left, do you think that The Legend of Oz will be a good pick for Mandy?
Angriest Man in Brooklyn.
Animated remake of The Wizard of Oz? That's, I don't know.
We should not. Let's give her the Tom Cruise and then the Hercules just to not be complete dickheads.
Okay. Like, so the Tom Cruise movie, Hercules, and...
What's the Tom Cruise movie?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Give her Million Dollar Arm.
Yeah. Give her Angriest really Man in Brooklyn.
Isn't that a biopic about John Hamm, and it's about the Million Dollar Arm in his pants?
Yes, it's about the Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby Arm.
So Hercules, Edge of Tomorrow, and what's the third one?
Million Dollar Arm or the Wizard of Oz movie?
I'll let you guys pick. I'm recusing myself.
I do the Million Dollar Arm.
Are we not going to consider Chef here? Or
nah. What the fuck is Chef?
I don't know, but it's got Downey in it.
Are we going to consider this Jason Segel, Cameron Diaz movie? Or the Melissa McCarthy movie?
No.
Okay, yeah, give her Million Dollar Arm.
All right.
And I hope it does not make a dollar.
I think it's really going to, though. It has that look.
Like a movie? But it looks like a Remember the Titans.
Or like a Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
Or Red Tails, if you will.
It's one of those feel-goody sports movies that people really seem to enjoy.
Oh, God, I hope nobody goes.
And by the way, fuck you guys for saying John Hamm wasn't going to be a movie star. Dude, motherfucker's going to be a fucking huge movie star.
John Hamm looks like he has, like, a lizard face. He's kind of...
Illuminati.
John Hamm would be a good
villain.
That's why
he's going to be so famous. He's a fucking lizard person, man.
I don't see John Hamm being, like a leading man, like a guy that, you know, broads are like, oh my God, he's so dashing and stuff. I see him as maybe being a villain in a couple of, detective movies or something. Maybe being like, you know, the dirtbag that Owen Wilson saves a girl from. But I just don't see John Hamm as being the guy.
Ladies love John Hamm, dude. Love him.
Yeah, he brings the puss gush.
I don't trust John Hamm. He doesn't look like a guy that I would root for.
That's why the ladies get all slimy.
I think he's got a lot of career options.
I just wonder if Jay had been able to get Transformers, if like Megatron would have made an appearance.
Never know.
I just wonder if he was sitting there like with the Megatron button. Ooh. And like somebody took Transformers and he's like, ah, fuck. No.
Megatron really wanted Transformers.
Is Megatron sulking because he didn't get to choose Transformers?
Megatron was in Transformers. He should have got it.
Just as like a consolation for... I mean, that's fair.
Humans are a bunch of assholes.
Who took Transformers?
Travis
took
pick.
Transformers. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Megatron. You're going to have to take that up with Travis.
I'll take it up with him a little later. I'm going to transform and get out of here.
And so now there's just a gun laying there,
and right, and, yeah, that, and a, now that's how everybody gun. Knows how little Megatrons are made.
Guys, what did we learn?
We learned that whoever decided to put Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz in another movie was an idiot.
Aren't they kind of like far apart age-wise?
Yes.
And she looks worse and worse every new movie. She looks
terrible.
Worse.
She looks terrible.
Are we going to have like an intervention with her and just say, look.
Nah, just let her die.
Start playing moms now. You're in a mom movie now. You're going to be Abigail Breslin's mom now.
But she's like Abigail Breslin's shitty mom, like the alcoholic, she's never around mom.
Kind of like Jennifer Aniston and Meet the Millers kind of mom?
No. Yeah.
She tried to do like, remember Bad Teacher? Wasn't she trying to do like be the female Billy Bob Thornton there or something?
but they're still trying to sex her up though.
But
she's super unattractive now, and she's always been annoying. So just I don't want an intervention. I just want to let her die.
All right, Dan.
So do we have any favorites?
You're in a situation, okay? They're going to kill your dog.
Jesus.
Who is going to kill a dog? The Nazis?
Is this the proverbial, Nazis. The proverbial them?
The Nazis are going to kill your dog. And you have to just go down on Cameron Diaz for like 24 hours.
And you just get no penis
stay down there. Just stay down there. If you have to go to the bathroom, you just got to go to the bathroom on yourself. And for you just bury hours? Your head in that box all day. A full 24 hours, Dan.
You're like pouring like bottles of Aquafina on it just to keep it lubed up.
Well, that's what I mean. Like by the end of that, but like you're 7 hours into that, your lips are just chapped. You're like, you get just using blood as lube everywhere.
Think Jay of Hendrix, Dan.
He brings you bottles of water.
Do you want the Nazis to kill your dog?
Well, I don't want them to, but would I be willing to let them so I didn't have to like have my face carved off by Cameron Diaz's vagina?
I think it's rigid.
I bet the front of his face when he gets done looks like a jack-o'-lantern. It's all teeth and gaps.
If her vagina is as sharp-looking as the rest of her, then yeah, it would be like going down on a box of razors.
No,
watch SpongeBob and when he's in by Sandy and all the air gets sucked out of him and he turns into like a shell of SpongeBob? I imagine that's what he would look like.
Right.
All you people are mean. I bet it's like licking a freshly dewed rose. Just lick it on a lovely flower that is lightly moistened.
Drunk, looking over the roster there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are the defending champ. Who worries you the most? Who do you think has the scariest lineup?
Not Napier.
Oh.
That's hard to say.
Wow. Well,
traditionally, Napier comes in last, right?
So,
yes.
I mean, he basically just ruled out you.
I did.
But just everybody else has a chance except you.
I think Mandy's got a better chance.
The opinion of people who are beneath me is beyond my recognition.
Guys, how fucking funny would it be if Mandy beat anybody?
I'd love it.
So great.
Oh, my God.
What if she beats all of us?
Oh, my God. I don't think that'll happen. Okay. Travis has Transformers 4, Maleficent, and The Neighbors. Which The Neighbors has a different name in the foreign market. That was
Bad Neighbors.
Yeah, Bad Neighbors. Napier has X-Men, The Expendables 3, and Sin City 2. Drunk has Spider-Man 2, Planes 2, and Think Like a Man 2. A lot of twos. Jay has Godzilla, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and Jupiter Ascending.
That's a good list.
Dan has Guardians of the Galaxy, How to Train Your Dragon 2, and A Million Ways to Die in the West.
That's the winner right there.
Yeah. It sounded like Jay or Dan. I mean.
Yeah, that's a pretty good list. One of those would need to, like, perform way under expectations.
Yeah, my strategy fucking totally took a shit when I realized we were like worming our way back up.
Remember how big Ender's Game was going to be?
Yeah, Ender's Game was not good. I never saw Ender's Game. Did you?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
Paulie Deuceknuckle saw it, and he liked it.
He did?
Well, I think he actually read the book.
Mine is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 22 Jump Street, and Fault in Our Stars. Do you think I took 22 Jump Street too early?
I do.
I think you did. I don't think that was...
I had the first pick in the second round. What could I have had instead of 22 Jump Street? I could have had Maleficent, Expendables 3, Planes 2, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Yeah, 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, 22 Jump Street wasn't a good pick there.
Not early.
No. I mean, Travis kind of talked it up, like, hey, that wasn't bad, but I think he was just being nice.
No, that was on my list, but it was like in like second or third round. Oh.
Anyway, so good luck to you all. Will it still be a three-peat if it was interrupted by a drunk win?
No.
I'm starting back over. I got to rebuild my dynasty.
Yes, it would be 3-4, like the Patriots of the early 2000s.
All right. Tune in to the Furnacast before us on Mondays at 7 o'clock. East 6 Central. Tune in to the Squarehead Kids on Fridays at 9/8 Central.
That's my favorite show.
Is it?
Yep.
It's up there for me. This is my favorite show.
Unfit for FM.
Oh, I mean besides this show.
Yeah. But what?
They're definitely
Unfit
above,
for FM is my favorite show.
Speaking favorite of show. Unfit for FM.
Did they come back?
No. Oh. They dropped off the face of the goddamn universe.
Still not bad.
You go to unfitforfm.com. Unfitforfm.com is fucking gone.
Oh,
they
yeah?
They got their shit taken
it's
from them.
It's gone, drunk. There is no more unfitforfm.com.
That's funny.
They haven't done a show in like a month. I asked Anchor today. I was like, Anchor, what the fuck's going on? He said, I don't know where Brian went. He disappeared. Brian might be dead.
He might be face first in a ditch somewhere.
He might be.
Or he might be getting some strange.
We're putting out a goddamn Amber Alert. If anybody in the New Jersey, Philly area has seen Brian.
A guy named Brian.
If you're on a police show, they would call that a bolo.
Tell him that Anchor's looking for him, that he's worried. I mean, Anchor.
We're going to put a bolo
Anchor's
up for
like
him.
Putting ads on Craigslist, you know, wanted podcast host.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting kind of scary. By the time Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge is over.
What's that?
I think that's the new Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge is who's going to be the last podcast still doing a podcast by the time it ends.
Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge now entering its second year.
Yes.
It's like the fucking playoffs in basketball.
You got to be around for a long, long time.
Well, thank you guys for doing this with us, and good luck.
Actually, not good luck. I hate you all. I'm going to win again.
I just barely got nudged out for second place last time. It was close. Wasn't it? I can't remember. I just hope I do.
I ran away with it last time.
Yeah, last time we just stopped.
Place, dipshit.
Last time we stopped keeping score because Drunk was so far ahead.
I think
of
I beat everybody with combined.
Yeah, well, Drunk lapped everybody, but I just, like, second place, it was pretty close.
Yeah. The chat's taking a complete shit.
Maybe you're taking a shit.
All right, thanks, guys. I guess we're going to finish doing show soon.
Have a good day.
Bye, love you.
Bye. Travis.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about this Beezin shit.
I don't know what is going on with Beezin.
These goddamn kids, they find these new ways to get high.
Is Beezin kind of like Cheezin' from South Park?
No. What they do, drunk.
Yeah.
They rub the Burt's Bees, the chapstick shit.
Yeah.
On their eyelids.
Yeah.
And it gives them a high.
Oh, yeah?
And they start Beezin.
You're lying to me right now.
I'm not.
So this is made up.
One kid tried this, and he fucking loved it, and he started telling all his stupid-ass juvenile delinquent friends.
Yeah?
And they all started rubbing Burt's Bees on their eyes.
So will this work with Carmex?
No, it's Burt's Bees. It has.
See,
like
I prefer
minty,
Carmex.
A minty thing.
Because I can put my finger in the thing and then spread.
No.
Drunk.
Only Burt's.
Next week on the show, can I get some Burt's Bees and can we rub some Burt's Bees on your eyelids?
Can I tell you yes and then not actually do it?
No, you gotta, not even I'm gonna go buy some Burt's Bees.
Be in a controlled environment. It's not like anything bad is going to happen.
Right. I just want to see if you wig out. I want to see what happens.
Can I do it on only one eyelid?
I don't know. Would that have the same effect?
Does that work?
Both. Potentially.
Drunk.
You know I have very droopy eyelids. They can't droop any further.
The kids really like this, Drunk. They think it's neat.
What if you get me addicted to it?
That would be fucking hilarious. I mean, Drunk, you're a connoisseur of the marijuana, aren't you?
I used to be.
And you drink the beers.
Well, I drink the vodkas.
I mean, when all of a sudden did you start giving a shit?
About life?
Drunk, let me rub Burt's Bees on your eyelids. Just to see what... I just want
I can't
you to
rub my own Burt's Bees on my own eyes?
You can do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm...
All right.
That's going on the show next week.
I'd rather do that than stick my penis in a Hot Pocket.
Drunk
so.
Is going to bees... On the
he's
show
gonna
next
be
week.
Beezin'.
He's going to be beezin'.
Remember when the youngins were taking tampons and filling them full of vodka and sticking up their pooper?
Yeah.
Yes.
How long do you think it's going to take for somebody to stick a tube of Burt's Bees up their pooper? Go, oh, it's so tingly, guys. Ooh.
But as a parent, I mean, wouldn't you rather your son just like be a crackhead or something? I mean, like a drug that somebody's heard of. You don't want your son to be the guy who...
Overdosed on Burt's Bees?
Yeah. He's so fucking hard up that he's rubbing fucking chapstick on his eyes. I mean, I feel like I would much prefer to have a like a crackhead kid.
Full-blown heroin addict. That
full-blown
just
heroin
overdoses.
Addict.
I'd give him the talk about what will and what will not get you pussy. Putting Burt's Bees on your eyelids ain't going to get you no pussy.
How do you know?
Coke.
How do I know?
Yeah.
You got the hookup.
You're not a child anymore. You don't know this.
Tell all the gals.
What is sexually appealing about a dude who puts Burt's Bees on?
Have you put Burt's Bees on your
eyelids
before?
I went to Walgreens earlier and I got a fuckload of chapstick. You want to go get high?
I think you brought up a good point.
That's days
like
and days of fun right there.
Before the show, like, who is the one that, like, started this? Like, how did this spread to be a thing? Who's the first asshole that said, oh, fuck, I missed my mouth and I got it in my eyelids. Oh, shit.
Oh, this is awesome. Wait, this feels nice. Great.
But it reminds me of that Jinkum shit. Like, shit, exactly. Like, who was the first one that put their shit in a jar, covered it up, and started inhaling the fumes that to have become a thing?
And piss. You got to piss.
Oh, it's shit and
piss.
Shit and piss.
That might make me vomit.
No, it gets you high as fuck, apparently.
Well, I can tell you, I tried jacking off with Icy Hot one time.
Yeah?
And you should not do that ever.
Ooh. No.
Don't do that ever. But I don't know why you would rub stuff on your eyes. That just seems silly.
It seems like it had to have been an accident.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you see Icy Hot, and you know, it's a lotion, and, you know, I like jacking with the lotion. So I said, Icy Hot, it's got a little tingle. Maybe this will be fun. It's the most horrifying thing in the world.
I
thought
can
my
imagine.
Balls were going to burn off. And I crouched on the sink.
I got a little
like
too close with it with a groin pull one time. And yeah, I thought I was going to die.
I perched on the sink like a bird and was splashing the water from the sink onto my testicles.
Let me ask you this. How old were you when you did this?
I was probably 16, 17.
Did you finish? Because
I was hoping you were
no,
say like 28.
I could not jack again for like a week.
Because that would have been the worst. It's
fucking
it
horrifying.
Would have been your urethra and shit.
You just needed a pool to jump into at that point, huh?
I cut up some spicy peppers one time and touched my pecker as I went to go piss. And I got hot pepper juice all over my penis head.
I bet that felt good.
Oh, it burnt. It got into the hole. I don't know how.
Guys, the only other thing that I wanted to talk about tonight, and I feel we should get to it because it'll just be old news if we don't, is this fellow with the World Speed Project.
He wants to smoke all the speed?
No. I saw this story about a guy who started a Kickstarter campaign He is collecting all of the world's copies of Speed on VHS. And Travis didn't say he has over 500 right now?
Yeah, but he said it was boring to count, so he could have a lot more than that.
So he has over 500 copies of Speed on VHS.
Just regular Speed?
Speed 1,
not
yes.
Speed 2?
No, not Speed 2. And people give him Laserdisc copies.
But he doesn't want them.
But he trades those for more VHS copies. Because he doesn't want Laserdisc, he doesn't want DVD. He just wants all the VHS copies. He wants to have all of them. That's his goal. But if they're over $4, he just steals them. But I saw this Kickstarter campaign, and he has a video, and I thought that it was incredible. And I said, Travis, we have to get this guy. We need to get behind this campaign. We need to interview him and make our audience aware of the World Speed Project. And so as soon as I saw it, me and Travis got excited about it. And then the thing just goddamn exploded. And he was getting offers to be on everything, on Good Morning America, on The Tonight Show, on all kinds of shit. And, like, his YouTube clips, you know, went up thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. And, you know, his Facebook thing was just blowing up.
What I got, he was getting 200 likes every hour on his Facebook page as soon as that first Vice story hit.
What were you, did you say, Trump?
I said, I just got to know, why Speed?
Why not Speed? I don't think there's any reason.
It's an okay movie, but...
And so it was made pretty obvious, or pretty early on, we weren't going to get this guy. He's too big for us now.
Yeah.
And so Travis has come up with an alternative.
Should I try to find my copy of Speed and bring it in next week?
Yeah, he has a mailing address that you can mail him.
I'll let you mail him it. With
no, but what we'll really do is we'll take your copy of Speed and we'll set it on fire and post the video to his Facebook page, because fuck that guy.
Travis has an alternative, though.
We are going to, Mike and I have decided that we are going to start the World Bone Collector Project. We are going to get every single copy of Denzel Washington and Angelina Jolie on VHS, and we're going to start a Kickstarter to make me a paraplegic.
Oh, the Kickstarter, I forgot to mention, is so that he could get his... he bought a mini bus, and he's going to get his mini bus fixed up and painted to look like the bus from Speed, so that he can take it, his collection of VHS Speed on tour, and you can go view it.
And what was the top dollar amount on that? Wasn't it like $2,500, wasn't it?
It was quite a bit.
You think that bus can jump the gap in the overpass?
I would hope so.
I'm posting the picture in chat so people can see it. It's not it's a conversion van that he wants to turn into an LA city bus circa like 1990 something.
Does your chat work? My chat doesn't work.
It's working, yeah.
Just well, laddie fucking da.
So the World Bone Collector Project, we need to set up a P.O. box.
I've never even heard of this movie, dude.
I've never seen it, but I have heard about it.
It's a twisty. It's Denzel Washington is a paraplegic. He's in his bed for the whole movie, but he's like a detective super genius who they enlist to help solve these murders that are happening, and then it takes a big twist towards the end.
Gotcha.
And we're going to collect all of them. So I guess eventually I'll see it because I'll just have so many copies of it.
But do you have a VCR?
As of right now, I have one copy.
So going strong. We're almost there.
I'm not at zero.
I actually think I do have a copy of Bone Collector somewhere.
Mail it to Travis.
Yeah, okay. I need it.
And Travis is going to start taking selfies with his collection. We're going to start the World Bone Collector project Facebook page.
Yep, that's coming. Look for that tomorrow. I'm going to start a Twitter account, too. That's the one thing that this World Speed Project does not have.
A Twitter account?
He does not have a Twitter account.
Twitter is an important thing at this point. You got to have a Twitter account.
Certainly think so.
Come on, World Speed Project guy.
Can we also do 8mm?
The World 8mm Project?
Yeah.
Jesus. When is your Kickstarter project going
to
be?
My project is to acquire all of the film reels for 8mm and only show his reaction to all the snuff films. Like, you don't see the snuff films. You just see his reaction to it.
And, oh my god!
Yeah, you just see him cringing, and you just take out all the snuff parts.
I'm not entirely sure if I've seen 8mm.
You should see 8mm.
I like 8mm.
It was a horrible movie. It was so bad.
Well,
Joaquin Phoenix is in it.
Yeah, he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us this evening. If you stay tuned, coming up after us will be Beardy and the Beast with Melanie and Matt.
What is it?
Beardy and the Beast.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else.
I said it right, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it right. Yep.
So, yeah.
Is Beardy like a muff comment?
No, Beast is.
Oh.
It's beastly. It's a big old thing.
Oh, so it's like a 18-wheeler with a flat tire?
It looks like a Gossamer from the Looney Tunes commercials.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like Hulk Hogan's fist. It's all veiny and knuckly. It's been punching dudes for 50 years. See you in hell, faggots.
Oh, I should have known it's over.
Well, bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFO Dicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at PJKSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Oh, I was there last week on your first night on this time slot.
Yeah.
Guys, is the chat working for you? Because it's not working for me.
The chat's working for us. I see that there's 5 people in there. I think there's more.
I'm seeing there's 10.
But I can only see like 2 things. It's fucked.
I need a circle that keeps moving around.
Yeah, the circle just keeps going in circles. Just round and round.
She's there. Dan's there.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt,
you teased something on Twitter earlier that I'm pretty excited about. You had a couple of teases actually today that I'm pretty excited about.
A couple of teases.
He's just a tease.
The sleeping naked thing.
The sleeping naked thing, and then you had the other thing.
The hummingbird.
Right.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
I'm very intrigued.
Hopefully, I get a hold of my grandmother tonight.
Right. Right. Yeah, and hopefully you do.
Yeah. So.
She's in past bedtime.
What's that?
I'll have to check. I think I have her phone number. I'll call her and make sure she's still up.
Okay.
I'm a little scared that Mike has your grandmother's phone number.
I'm not scared. Mike's a good guy. Did you see the message to his girlfriend on Facebook?
Oh, blow me.
Oh.
It was so sweet.
You know, I'll tell you what. I've come up with some like really good gems over the years on the social medias that get no attention whatsoever. I mean, I come up with some great stuff. I'm a funny guy, Drunk.
I believe you.
And Mike, some mushy bullshit on Facebook gets 28 likes. I even got 28 likes before in my goddamn life.
What'd you say?
This is my lady's birthday.
So you just said happy birthday, lady friend?
It was the sweetest thing that I've ever seen on Facebook.
Oh, blow me, Matt. I'm done.
So
I'm serious. I'm not being a dick about it. I mean, it was very nice. If I was your girlfriend, which some people think that I am your girlfriend.
Like your wife?
I would be very happy.
I'm very happy too.
I'm very happy too.
You get a beej out of that?
Everyone, stay tuned.
Mike's done talking to us.
For Matt and Melanie's program. It's enjoyable. It'll change your life.
Would you say it's off the wall comedy?
And what I should have done is when he teased stuff earlier,
uh-huh.
I totally should have just found those stories and we should have just done them.
And then I could do the same jokes that Napier did.
Oh, Napier. Matt, quick story real quick. You don't pay attention to anything, so you don't know this. This will be new to you. Matt, last week or 2 weeks ago, sent me the dead babies in the garage story.
Yeah.
He sent it to me. I mean, he sent it to me. He's like, hey, check this out. I mean, of course we're going to do the dead baby story. You send me a goddamn dead baby story. We're doing
obviously, that's right up our alley.
But then he didn't know that we did it. So then a couple days later, he did the same story and made the same hoarder joke that Napier made. So he was just kicking himself going, oh, God, I thought that hoarder joke was really great. And I did it 4 days after Napier did it. And, you know, but I mean, you know, really, there's only so many things that happen in a week.
And there's only so many people who listen to us. So, I mean.
Dead baby hoarding was fucking gold. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I'm glad I came up with the first.
You get a broad with seven dead babies in her garage. You got to make jokes about it, right?
Amen.
Hey, my grandma collected those little porcelain figurines with the little kids on them and Jesus tails. I mean, isn't that kind of the same thing?
That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I mean.
It's out of her cooch.
It's like.
Don't know that.
Staring into a mirror. It's the same. I mean, she probably saw that and said, fuck. I've been there.
Yeah, I've tossed out some socks when they've gotten crusty. I mean, why isn't that the same thing for her? Her babies just die and get crusty, and she puts them in a box.
Alrighty, you consider them your children?
There's enough of me in them to be my children, yes.
They can make children.
Yeah. I could literally stuff it inside a wandering whore and
I just
have
had
her
this,
poof out my babies.
I had this image of Napier, you know, bringing all of his socks to, like, the first day of grade school and just, like, pushing them out the passenger side of his door and saying goodbye and driving off. And all the socks just laid there by the entrance to kindergarten.
Oh, my God, my baby's growing up.